Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Catsimatidis here. Sunday morning. What's going on in New York and what's going on in upstate and Albany? Well, who better to answer that question than the former governor of the state of New York? We have David Paterson with us. Good morning, David. How are you today?
Good morning, John. And I saw the governor, had breakfast with her, and she spoke at the Business Council on Friday. And I was really very impressed with a lot of what she talked about. She wants to bond out about $4 billion, which sounds like a lot of money, but it only comes out in New York to $36 per family to use those resources to try to help our city recover from the pandemic. And she talked about a lot of other things that, you know, I just think were, you know, she's jumping right in. She got herself right in the middle of the situation on Rikers Island, even though that's really the city's issue. But she's the governor of the state. The city's part of the state. She jumped in. I'm frankly very proud of her.
Well, I had dinner with her on Thursday night, and she's a very smart lady. She wants to do the right job. And I pray for her health, and I pray for her doing a good job. I mean, we have to stop people from moving out of New York. And hopefully someday maybe they'll move back.
Right. Now, one thing that happened Friday morning also that was kind of interesting is the former Attorney General of New York, Dennis Vacco, always liked him. He's an excellent lawyer. And he is representing the corrections officers who do not want to adhere to governor's policy of having to wear masks and some of the other inhibited ways that people are trying to operate during the virus. This should be a very interesting. On one hand, right, as it was after September 11th, the government does have the right sometimes to abridge rights temporarily because of an emergency. And, of course, after September 11th, that was a national catastrophe, if you will. At the same time, in 1905, there was a famous court decision that said, even in the middle of a pandemic, because I think there was a, I don't remember which virus it was in 1905, but the court held that you still can't abridge people's rights beyond a certain point. So when I got into the discussion, I suggested to Governor Hochul and to former Attorney General Vacco, why doesn't Hochul put this mandate out for a time period? Like, let's say we're going to ask you to wear it for 90 days, then we'll review it. And in that respect, the issue that the Attorney General was dealing with would go away, which is his fear is that some of these mandates would be put into place and they'd never be taken back. So we had a pretty good discussion, Republicans and Democrats actually working together. How do you like that, John?
Does it look like it's coming together?
No, it doesn't look like it's coming together yet. We've still got, you know.
Thank you for your honesty.
So I just thought that little discussion, it was a morsel of hope.
New York City, you see anything different happening? The mayor has appointed a new city planning chief and also appointed a new parks commissioner. Does that mean he still wants to get things accomplished before the end of his term?
Well, I don't know. When you appoint people and you're all going to be around for 3 months and 1 week, I don't really see a sense of that is unless he consulted with the two candidates who are running for mayor, Eric Adams and Curtis Lee, to see what they think about it or whether they'd be interested in keeping these people on. I think there are many things going on in the city, including Rikers Island, including the fact that the crime rate is still up and you know, a bunch of other things that the mayor could invest what time he has left into trying to curtail some of the concerns of New Yorkers who don't feel safe these days.
Governor, what do you think the most important thing the next mayor or the next governor or the governor can do to attract people to come back?
Well, the next mayor has got to come down hard on crime and has to use some creative ways to do it. Now, the good news is that Eric Adams, of course, has been a critic of the police department, even though he was himself a captain in the police department, is talking about that. So I'm glad to hear that he's actually talking about it. And he is you know, probably, you can't say until you hold the election, but he's probably favored pretty heavily to be the next mayor. It's good to hear him saying that. In addition to that is this whole situation with the homeless walking up and down the streets and the mentally ill walking up and down the streets. And it's just creating an environment that's not the exciting New York City life that people imagine when you hear the term New York. And so that's what they're going to, that's the first thing that I think a mayor is going to have to do when whichever one of the candidates wins gets into office.
We got a minute left. Anything else we'd like to say to the all New Yorkers?
Well, I think that right now is a kind of pivotal issue in our country. We're just fighting each other because of our party affiliations. But we do have a great country, and we really have to pull together and start trying to get things back on track. One thing that did come out at the conference is that a lot of people think that the federal government is going to defer a lot of issues, and the states are going to have to take them up. And we don't need that. The federal government is our federal government. It needs to operate correctly. People need to cooperate more.
David Patterson, thank you for bringing all New Yorkers up to date. And God bless you and God bless America.
Thank you. God bless you, John.